This podcast is a part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
See, our problem is we talk so much about it beforehand that when we go on, it's like, I've said that before.
We said that
I'm
before,
not
no.
saying that again.
All right. Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm Randy Zonker.
I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are theater geeks.
Hi, this is Theater Geeks. Welcome aboard. This is the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. As you will have noticed, our second member here was Mr. Randy Zonker. Thanks for joining us this time. John Chaup is out waving the flag for our home theater at the Indiana Community Theater League planning meeting for the festival. And, of course, it's getting to be festival season here. But it's also summer theater season, summer theater festivals of on both amateur and professional levels are happening. And we were just kind of chatting, and we thought maybe we'd just share with you our perspectives on a couple of these. One of our favorites, of course, being here in the Midwest, is the Stratford Festival. And Marcia and I have both been. Randy, you've never been.
I have not been.
No, yeah. But
well, it's been a long time, too long since
right,
I went.
Right, yeah. But it's a great place to go. It's weird. The town of Stratford,
a little tiny
thing in the middle of farmland. It's like you're driving in the country around nothing, and then suddenly you're in this little town, and then it's
it's
of a little theater arty
best
town.
Theater that you'll see forever.
Yeah, yeah,
it really is,
and it's a lot of fun. And especially for those of us who come from the U.S. It's
not a passport.
You do need a passport, but it's got a slight European feel to it, although not completely. I just enjoy the whole town is just a lot of fun, and there's a lot of things to do besides the theater. But
yeah,
but
I notice up here on the screen we're looking at their season. But it says explore our costume warehouse, and I was fortunate enough when I went up there to go with Co and Jack Strain and their daughter, my friend Sandy,
mm-hmm.
and one of Sandy's dear friends worked in the costume warehouse, so we mm-hmm. got. I understand from this, obviously, they must have tours of the costume warehouse.
That's right.
You just start drooling the minute you walk in the door. I've never seen so many gorgeous, gorgeous costumes. And then where they make the wigs out of, every single wig is made to fit the head of the actor who's going to wear it. And every hair is pulled through with a little tiny, my brain just...
Like a crochet hook kind
of
thing?
Yes, yeah. But little tiny, so that you get two or three different colors of strands of hair in each little web.
Real painstaking work.
Whoa, it's gorgeous. It's amazing. And then, they have some... Actually, most of their actors are Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Which I find not very friendly toward the U.S., but most of them are Canadian, but they are wonderful.
Yeah, by the way, we didn't mention that, Stratford is in Canada.
Yes. That's why I said you need to have a passport.
It's in Stratford, Ontario. So it's like smack in the middle of Ontario, not too far east of Detroit if you go in that way.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like halfway between Detroit and Buffalo.
I think it took us when we drove, what is it, 6-7 hours?
Seven or so hours, yeah. Yeah.
So
from Indiana.
It's not a day trip, you know.
No, it's not a day trip.
You want to go and spend a couple of days, I would think. They have a lot of bed and breakfast, lovely places to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and their lineup is so varied that I'm sure you could find at least one or two shows that would fit whatever you're into.
That's right. Yeah, we were just looking. You were just talking about training too. Look, it looks like. See, Randy, you could take a tech group up there. I'll bet, and do some training. Although I don't know how long you'd have to be there. Maybe it's long term classes. See, it'd be nice to be able to go up there for like a weekend and just kind of do a whole workshop.
Yes.
And they have several.
They have several. Yeah. Yeah, so, but let's look at their shows here.
Well, of course, it being Stratford, they have a good number of Shakespeare productions.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the focus. But they do the Shakespeare's that I'm seeing for this season, and these vary depending on time of the season. Their season starts about middle of April, and it goes until the end of October. So I've always thought that was weird to call it a festival since it's 6 months long.
Yeah, really.
But they really only have about three or four Shakespeare's. They are doing Cymbeline, Henry V, Much Ado About Nothing, and that's it. And they are doing for Shakespeare, and then they're doing Electra, which is
Greek.
Is that Euripides? Or Sophocles, one of the two.
Oh, gee,
one of those
Dave.
Guys.
Show off.
And then another one, the other Shakespeare technically is something called Mac Homer, which is a one-man show.
About the Scottish play.
About the Scottish play, yes, which is done, it's a one-man show, and the fella does it using the voices of the Simpsons, which, and I think I mentioned, because I talked about this in the news episode a couple episodes back, that, you know, if it was any place but Stratford, I'd be somewhat dubious of whether that really works or not.
Well, and to me, one of the best things that I'm seeing on their lineup is a one-man show by Christopher Plummer.
A Word or Two.
Yeah, and I would sit and listen to him read the phone book.
Yeah,
he's excellent. But that's a short... Oh, it's Desk directed by Desk.
He is going to be reading the phone book, it says
is not.
Actually, it says here he's going to be taking us on an autobiographical journey through the literature that has stirred his imagination since youth. So he's not talking about theater as much. Well, who knows? But he's
not going to sing Edelweiss either.
No, well, that's probably a blessing, maybe. I don't know.
I know.
He'd probably get away with that, I guess. So, but they're doing 42nd Street, which is a fun schmaltzy musical.
Yes, it is, definitely. And they're doing The Matchmaker, which is the play on which Hello, Dolly! Is based.
So it's a good schmaltzy musical without the music.
Yes.
Without the music.
Oh,
I think that one of the things, and they're also doing Pirates of Penzance, and you really can't go wrong with Gilbert and Sullivan.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can go wrong, but if you do it well, but not there.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
Pirates of Penzance would be a heck of a lot of fun to see. So tell
people where they can find this on their little computers.
Well,
so they can check it out for themselves.
It's stratfordfestival.ca, and I'll put a link on the show notes as well, so that you can get to that.
Because you want to make sure, if you do plan to go, to check their calendar and see what shows you want to see, and make sure you can get them all into whatever time frame you have set for yourself.
What makes going to a thing like this better than just, or I don't know, better but different than going to an evening of theater?
Well, because you have all that stuff there.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep going back and forth and back and forth, you know. I mean, you could do several plays at the Goodman or Steppenwolf or any of the Chicago theaters, but you'd have to either get a hotel room and stay or whatever. I don't know. It's just a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
You walk around. The actors are walking all over the place. You can talk to them, you know, if you want to.
Yeah.
It's just, and the thing is, you're going to see such really 99% of the time, you are going to see wonderful performances and productions.
And I think that's part of it too, is that it's a little like going to theater camp, isn't it? Kind of, I mean, it's just, in a way, you get to see, not exactly, because you're not actually doing the theater, but you're going to different things, and you kind of get it. It's like total immersion.
Right. And most of the people that go there love theater, so you're never at a loss for people to talk to, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, I loved it. I just
throughout the entire town.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Right. That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, why? And when you go to see, I mean, we always comment too. It's good to see a lot of good theater or see good theater because it gives you ideas that you can take home. Besides being fun and enjoyable and just being culturally good, it gives you things that you can bring home and think about for your own performances and for your own shows.
I guess. I mean, you know, it's like, to me, the acting is so good there most of the time that it's just, I'm in awe. I really was. I mean, I didn't think when I came back here that I would ever be able to do anything like I saw on those stages.
You found it depressing?
Yes. Actually, I did. No, kidding. But I saw Eugene O'Neill's Long Day's Journey Into Night, which I had seen before and nodded off a lot. Okay, so, but this is one that everybody said, oh, it's really good. You have to go see it. So I put that down on my, and I can't remember the name of the theater. There's the Festival Theater and the Avon Theater. And then there's the one that has the, it's a, like a long rectangle. And that's where this play was. And
oh, is that the one with the long thrust stage?
Yeah.
And that's, that's named after the founder.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's somebody's name. Now, he's going to look for it, and who cares? You can find it yourself.
Yeah, you can find it yourself.
Point being that
I wish they'd mention the names of the theaters.
It was the most mesmerizing production I have ever seen.
Right.
I sat for almost 4 hours and didn't move a muscle. And just, it went by so fast, and It was so popular that they repeated it the next season, which is something they hardly ever, ever do.
It's the Tom Patterson Theater.
Yes,
that's the
right
one. Yeah. But
I was going to say it's Tom something.
Yeah,
how about that?
Tom Thumb Theater. That's what you were going to say.
No, I was not. But we also saw, when I went, I saw that, and I saw Pirates of Penzance, and I saw a really wild production of Alice in Wonderland. The costumes were just like out of sight. They were so good. And then we went to see Othello, and that was the one sad thing, because their Othello was awful.
The gentleman playing Othello
was awful.
But he was like a big name actor, or supposedly.
They said he was a big Canadian TV star, and maybe they, you know, lots of times these places will pull in people for their names, you know, but really they should have auditioned him a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Well,
so and the prices are not, most of them are not as high as you get if you go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
But like for Christopher Plummer, they are, and I'm sure he's worth every nickel.
Well, the prices are not the prices are not community theater level.
No,
but they're pretty good. Now it looks like they've got some deals here going too. Book your play on weekends now and save. Plan ahead with $25 tickets. I don't know which. I think there are $25 tickets in the balconies and things like that. So you know you can go on a budget.
Yeah,
you can do it.
But you do have to, if there are certain things that you really want to see, you should plan ahead, because the tickets go, especially for something like Christopher Plummer, who's only going to be there a very limited time.
Right.
They go very fast.
Right. Right. And they do bring in, now there's a couple of plays here that I noticed that I don't know, that I'm not familiar with, but I know that they do perform Canadian author plays quite a lot. So they focus a little bit on that.
Uh-huh.
And we saw, when we were there the last time, we saw a Canadian authored play, and it was an author that I wasn't familiar with here, but it was very good, obviously. So, you know, they try to pull the best from north of the border
as
well.
This is definitely a place to go for theater people.
That's right.
If you don't like theater, don't go to Stratford. You'll be bored silly, you know.
That's right.
Go in the pond and play with the swans. I mean, that's about... Well,
with the little kids like
that. No, they have swans there.
Yeah, they do. They make a big deal out of the swans.
I know.
Another festival, again, also in Canada, that is a little bit more more accessible from the eastern end of the country, is the Shaw Festival at Niagara-on-the-Lake. And they have, you know, their mix is a little different.
Yeah, well, they don't usually do Shakespeare.
Well, that's right. They're doing, they don't do Shakespeare. And I don't know how many of these are Shaw plays. They're doing Ragtime, Present Laughter, His Girl Friday, which is...
Well, His Girl Friday must be based on the movie.
That's the front page. It's on the front page. The front page.
Right.
So they must have readapted the play or the movie back to a play.
Well, obviously, David, that's what they did.
His Girl Friday, but His Girl Friday is not the play. There was no play called that.
That's because Rosalind Russell is playing the reporter.
That's right. That's right. Man and Some Women, The Millionaires, Hedda Gabler, Trouble in Tahiti, Miss Alliance, French Without Tears. I've heard of that. I don't know why. Come Back, Little Sheba, I've heard of. Wasn't that a movie originally or not?
No, it was a play.
Okay, Helen's Necklace. Okay, so that's another possibility. I've heard, now this is kind of cool. I've heard that they actually have up there like a rotating stage where they actually have two sets in a theater and they can just literally rotate the stage so they can do a different play at night from the one they did during the day.
Well, that would certainly save people from striking and setting up every other day.
That's right, yeah. So they do that because they have so many of these shows kind of in rep.
Yep.
You know,
I don't know how many theaters. Well,
Randy would like rotating.
Theaters. We should do that. Yeah.
We should do that.
We should get a revolve. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Goshen High School
has
one.
To turn a door.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right, right.
We did that.
Anyway,
once.
Either place you can find some really, really good theater, interesting theater. And I would encourage people, if they are going to something like this, to go to at least one production that you have no idea what it is. You know, maybe you've never been to a Shakespeare play before.
Yeah.
So this is the best place to see.
What plays have you been to that you had no idea what it was that you found out were really great, enjoyable? Have you had that experience of going to something you've never heard of? And
I'm trying to think.
Starting out, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, many of them, all of them.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't.
I don't think so that much because, you know, I've been in theater doing stuff and reading it and seeing.
Yeah, you
it
write about it. Yeah.
For a long, 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 long time.
Right, but I mean, there would be new things. We wanted to see the one for me was when we saw. We had an opportunity to go to London on a business kind of thing for me, and then there was a group of us there, and we thought, oh, let's try to see Phantom in London, which would have been kind of neat. And it was sold out, and we were at like what their equivalent of the TKTS in New York was. And I think it was Kevin Gelski, who was our MC at one of our previous episodes at the Opera House, asked, well, what do you got? You know how Kevin is. You know, he goes, oh, what do you got? Anything any good? You know, and he goes, what do you recommend? And he said, here, try this. It's closing in a few days, but it's been it's really a cool play. And it was Communicating Doors by Alan Ayckbourn.
Oh, well, Alan Ayckbourn is very popular in Britain.
And we had never heard of it. And and I knew a little of Alan Ayckbourn's plays, some titles anyway. I hadn't seen anything of his, but that's the one that we brought back and then ended up doing at the Opera House.
So,
and that was fun. I do enjoy seeing things where I don't have any idea.
When I was in London many years ago, I went to see Blood Brothers,
mm-hmm.
and I had no idea what that was about,
mm-hmm.
and Kiss of the Spider Woman, which I'd seen the movie, but oh my Lord, it just blew me away.
Right. Was it better on stage?
Kiss of the Spider, it was different.
Yeah.
It was totally different. I just saw the movie again about a week ago.
Yeah.
And they're not, you can't really compare. I mean, I just fell in love with Brent Carver.
Yeah.
Oh, it was wonderful. But there, a lot of the stuff that comes to New York now comes from London.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so.
Right. What was your biggest surprise or biggest good surprise on the play, Andy? It was something you'd never seen. I mean, you saying when you first started out, you were unfamiliar with theaters completely, but
it didn't put you off.
No, it didn't. And I've been to every show since.
Yeah.
20 years. I think for me, the biggest thing was just knowing that there's so much local talent.
In terms of community theater, right?
Yeah.
Coming in, yes, for a community theater, that it was more so than the show.
Yeah.
And I wasn't aware that we had that much talent.
You didn't know they were also brilliant.
That's, you know, we get that a lot. I mean, it's kind of one of those, it's not the play, but it's like, I had no idea this was here. I mean, for a community theater that actually does good work, a lot of people are just shocked that there's actually something like that going on especially in our area when, you know, you think, well, you got to go to Chicago or New York or something to see that good.
Anymore, if you go to Chicago, you can see good shows at probably Drury Lane, Marriott, but the touring companies are all non-equity companies and some of them are just, and yet you're going to pay.
They're not big that strong.
Bucks.
No. Some of the non-equity companies are okay, though, right?
Some of them are, but they always skimp on production. There's just no way to get around it because that's what costs the money.
No.
And then you get, with non-ex shows, you get, if a chorus calls for older people,
mm-hmm.
they all look like they just jumped out of high school, you know, because, well, or they came from college.
Right, right, right.
And the older ones who are have been in the theater forever and are still not in equity are not very good.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
Or they would get them.
Yeah, yeah.
So what the recommendation, I mean, kind of getting back, we got a little off our track here, but
go to Stratford,
go to Shaw. It's probably, I'm sure it's good too. None of us have been there, but it is definitely worth going to some of these places just because of you get to see a lot in a short amount of time and it isn't all that expensive. And actually lodging in Stratford is not bad. Last one we went anyway, it was pretty, no. you could do, you know, it's motel type stuff. It's not like big city hotels. I think you can pay more, but you can also get a nice place to stay for a reasonable price.
Right.
So it's good that way. So, okay, cool. Well, we're going to wrap up this episode of Theater Geeks. Remember that you can find us at theatergeeks.com. You can listen to the podcast there if you wish. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Use the Stitcher app for iPhone or Android devices. And we are also available at the Blueberry Network, which throws us up on the Roku box. If you happen to have a Roku box, look for the Blueberry Network, and you can find us there. No pictures, but you can listen to us there. And
if you have any subjects that you'd like us to talk about,
there you
or
go.
Think about, please let us know.
That's right. Anything, or if you think we're all wet on something that we have said, send us an email and let us know. We'll embarrass you. We'll embarrass you on the air. No, we'll discuss your commentary if it works out that
way.
So
anonymous.
You're anonymous. Yeah. You're anonymous commentary. That's right. Now we would never. There's a lot of opinions out there on theater, so it's important that we hear yours. So do that. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm Randy Zorn.
I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are Theater Geeks.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.